Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Devil's Tower. Look, if anything in the vast Powder River neighborhood out there just beyond the Black Hills, if anything merits the word monumental, it's this thumb-like, mile-high monolith called Devil's Tower. It rises out of nowhere, a dinosaur-sized whatchamacallit that long ago shook off the apostrophe meant to indicate the devil's ownership. When you come up on it early, when the thing is perfectly dark, even in a background of glowing morning sky, that this thing belongs somewhere to the devil seems wholly legit. Historians say that white men misinterpreted the native folks who told them the place was called Bad God's Tower, which got translated as Devil's Tower, a tower of the devil, which isn't exactly a name that's comfy. When I was a kid, my good, pious family tented across America. I had no clue what Devil's Tower was, but when we stopped, all that piety made the name of the place strike fear. Even my parents had trouble saying the Devil's Tower, because the devil was a real gent. That this thing was the property of Satan increased the inky evil all around. Devil's Tower hasn't changed, but I'm a good deal less pious. So after coming up close in semi-darkness, down the road I went, all that massive magma in my rearview mirror. The icy road demanded my attention, but when I finally glanced back for a moment, voila, caught in the sunrise, it didn't seem in the least demonic. In the last few decades, the name of this marvelous beast has been the subject of a devil of a fight between native folks and others who are, to say the least, not particularly fond of change, the kind of people who deplored the indecency of indoor plumbing, maybe. Since some white guy had done a weak translation originally, native folks searched out origins and made a strong case for an official name change. But before we start naming, remember that Devil's Tower is America's very first national monument, designated as such by Teddy Roosevelt, a president who was just as stumpy as the tower, a patron saint of America's Western heritage. That TR himself called it the Devil's Tower is reason enough to stick with the old ways. And then there's this, no matter how you get there, Devil's Tower is not to be trifled with. Still, long, long before TR baptized it into the fellowship he was creating out west, it already had a name. The earliest sources, all native, are more than a little vague and lingually ambiguous. Bear's house, Bear's lodge, Bear's teepee, home of the bear, Bear's lair, or, like Soldier Field, home of the bears. The Kiowas called it a loft on a rock. Others called it Tree Rock or Great Gray Horn. Lakotas called it Brown Buffalo Horn. The list is endless. For the record, both Kiowa and Sioux once believed that when a couple of girls out and about were spotted by a bear, they climbed a big rock and fell into prayer for deliverance. In a moment, they were aboard a monster that kept growing and growing until they were safe from being suffered. In 2008, the tribes got together and settled on Bear Lodge National Historic Landmark. But the locals and their political buddies were just too strong, so it's still Devil's Tower, no apostrophe. Stay tuned, things change, even out here. But then that its name remains a little elusive is a good thing, because no geologist can say for sure how or why it's even here. Theories abound, and you can study perfectly reasonable explanations, but no one knows for sure. From miles away, that huge thing looms up like a scary giant fist. Really scary. Let me unleash a cliche on you. If you get out into northeastern Wyoming, don't miss it. Well, you can't. If it gets terribly scary, just pray. Trust me, you won't be the first.
Please allow me to introduce myself.